Come on, Chappie, where are you?
Who's Chappie?
Well, you know, he's the groundskeeper over at the college. He's got a bat autographed by Willie Mays, and he's selling it. And tonight, yours truly is going to sucker him out of it. Come on, Chappie, the spider wants his fly.
Idiots! Doesn't anybody know how to drive anymore? When I honk, it means to move out of the way. And this humidity, I just love sweating 28 hours a day. Fix the rug.
She's a tad cranky, you know.
Yeah.
All right, it's Chappie. A sucker always rings twice. Hey, Chappie, hi. Come on in there, buddy. Hey. Chappie, this is Mona and Angela.
Howdy, hello. Honey, I barely made it. Oh, some sweaty little brown-haired girl was honking at me like mad. And so I just up and give her the old...
Oh, it's okay. We'll fill in the blanks there, chap.
There she is, Tony, my beloved Willie Mays. I figure it ought to be worth about $200.
Oh, Chappie. I think you're living in your own private little Idaho there, pal. I think you're gonna have to come down at least 100 to get a response.
Well, I don't know, Tony. You got me over a barrel. I need the money. The government is thinking of cutting back on my Medicare.
That's terrible.
I know. I got to start saving money. If something happens, I'll be wiped out. Out on the street, cold and alone.
Go in for the kill. Go in for the kill.
So you're saying 100, huh?
No, I said 200.
And I'll pitch in 100. And another 100 from her.
Oh, you're just feeling sorry for me.
Well, yes. And for you and for all senior citizens. I mean, every time you turn around, Washington is sticking it to the little guy.
Well, what am I going to do? Fight the U.S. government? I can't even work my toaster oven.
You got to stand up for yourself here, Chappie. I mean, senior citizens should be taken care of. They should be revered and respected and held up on a pedestal.
Oh, sorry, I had onion rings.
Nevertheless, I'm getting fed up. I mean, if they're not cutting care for the elderly, they're cutting education. It's got to stop. And that's why I wanted to get together with you. I mean, Silver Citizens is one of the most effective elderly rights groups around today. And we're here to make sure that we defeat that Medicare cutback proposal, no matter what it takes.
And to help get the word out, I'm putting my advertising agency at your disposal.
Now, my talents are a bit more domestic. I could arrange a bake sale to raise money. I make a coconut cluster that'll put hair on your ankles.
A better idea, Tony. We were given time next week to speak to a Senate committee.
Ooh.
And we need an eloquent spokesman. I think you'd be perfect.
Yeah. You know, a young man like you representing us would really shake Washington up.
But, I have to think about this, you know.
Stop thinking and do it.
Oh, wait a minute. I'm just gonna up and leave you with all my responsibilities?
Well, you won't. We'll take the whole family. We'll go to Washington for a couple days, see the sights.
I mean, this doesn't sound crazy to you?
What? That they chose one of the most sincere, well-spoken men I know to be their spokesperson? No.
Hey, Washington, here I come, man.
There's a time for love and a time for living. Take a chance and face the wind. An open road and a road that's hidden. A brand new life.
Beats the train.
A plane does.
Bert's right. There isn't even a movie on this tin can.
Wait a minute. Who needs a movie when you got all this great scenery?
Come on. It's dark and rainy. We can't see anything anyway.
All right, well, who needs scenery, huh? This train ride is a great chance for us to be one big happy family.
I'm bored.
Stop whining.
I'm warning you two.
He started it.
He knew it.
Oh, bug off.
That's the spirit.
Oh. Hey, Sam, how you doing, honey?
Terrific. Watching the countryside go by has really helped my mood.
Oh, good, good. What are you writing?
A poem I wrote. It's called The Land That Heals.
Oh, can I hear it?
Sure. Let me flow along this river. Let me glide along the dusk. Let me stick a power drill into my ex-boyfriend's head and drill until his brains leak out.
That's nice, Sam. That's nice. Thanks.
Sam, doing any better?
Oh, yeah. She's a different person. You don't want to go near her after dark.
How's the speech coming?
Oh, I think it's coming pretty good, you know? I mean, it cost me a whole night's sleep, but after 7 drafts, I think I got it.
Well, you know, if you need a sounding board.
Really? I'd love you to hear it.
Yeah?
Yeah, sure. Okay. Oh, man, I'm a little... Okay, I'm a little tired. Okay, now, you be honest, okay?
Oh, okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, America's senior citizens are a shining light on a dark horizon.
Hey.
Oh, oi? What do you mean, oi? What's my... It's no good?
Oh, no, it's just a little sickeningly gloppy.
Gee, Angela, don't hold back.
I was just trying to be honest.
Well, honesty's good. Honesty's good. Look, let me skip down a little bit here. Try this. By 1998, senior citizens will make up more than 13% of the entire...
Oi,
what's the matter? None of that was sickening or gloppy.
It's worse, sort of, Tony. You know, it's dull. It's statistics. You see, you might as well shoot them with tranquilizer darts.
All right, look, forget honesty. Try lying.
It's a brilliant speech.
You think so?
Well, sorry, I didn't mean to hurt you.
That's all right.
What? We can't be there already.
Hey, Washington looks so rural. I mean, all I see is cows and farms and a sign that says, Welcome to Delaware.
Everyone, please. We have a little problem.
Yeah, we're in Delaware.
There's a mudslide on the tracks up ahead.
Well, wait a minute. Look, I got an appointment at 10 in the morning. Now level with me. How long are we going to be stuck here?
Probably all night.
We should have taken the plane.
A Tony.
Chappie and friend.
Excuse me, Florence. My bunkie and I've got to have a talk.
Hurry back.
Oh, I will. Tony, you missed the signal.
What signal?
The hanger on the door. That means if this room's a rockin', don't come a knockin'.
Chappie, this is my room, too. I need my rest. I didn't sleep at all last night, and I got a big day tomorrow.
Well, with any luck, I'm gonna have a big night tonight. All right, I'll tell her to leave if that's what you want.
Hi, what's up?
Chappie's libido. Entertaining.
Oh.
Hey, Mona's not here?
No, it's karaoke night in the club car.
Oh, well, good. She'll probably be gone all night. You think I could use her bunk?
Oh, of course.
Oh, thanks. Great. I really need sleep.
Yeah,
you know,
right.
I really do. Oh, come on, please, just work, I'm so tired, please. You know, this must be what hell is like. Warmer, perhaps, and noisy with the anguished cry of the undead. But otherwise, just the same.
Tony, I'll get the conductor, maybe he can fix it.
No, don't get him, he hates me already. Look, you mind? I think I'll just sleep here right on the floor, okay?
Okay.
Yeah. Excuse me. This will be fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sure. This will be great.
Thanks.
Oh yeah.
Oh,
comfortable.
Oh, yeah, snug as a bug.
Tony, get up.
Oh, well, I think I just inhaled a dust ball.
Look, this is an emergency situation. There's only one logical option.
We mount cows and gallop into Washington.
We share this bed. There is nothing to be uptight about. We're best friends. And I see my best friend exhausted and needing rest for a very important day tomorrow.
Yeah, but Angel, I don't know. I mean, you're you and I'm me.
Tony, Miss Ellie, get in this bed. Good.
Okay. Yeah.
Now, just pretend like we're alone.
Yeah, I'll pretend like I'm sleeping alone, huh?
Hey. Right. Tony.
Yeah.
Tony.
Yeah.
You're not alone.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I like to sleep on my side.
Okay.
How's that? Is that better?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's much better.
Okay, good night. Good night, Angel.
Good night, Tommy.
You know, that perfume you're wearing is wow.
I'm not wearing perfume.
Oh?
Night.
Yeah, good. Good night, Angel. No, I mean, who are we kidding, Angela? I mean, it's one thing to be mature and adult. I mean, you know, but it's another thing to be in the same bed, a little bed, I might add. My heart's pounding, our minds racing. I mean, I'm going crazy, and I know you are too. Angela.
Why didn't you put a hanger on the door?
Oh, please. This is not what it looks like. Mm. Angela.
Oh, Tony.
Or sounds like.
Whoa! Did you already tell them that this is not what it looks like?
Listen, Chappie needed his space, and I needed a place to bunk.
So why didn't you use the upper bunk?
It was stuck. It wouldn't open. I must have loosened it last night.
I think you loosened a couple of things last night.
Nothing happened, okay? Nothing. We know. Nothing's happened all these years. Why should it change now?
Oh, well, it could have.
Oh, yeah. Not even the romance of a train could get you two together.
Oh, yeah, Mona? Oh, yeah, let me tell you something, Mona. I can tell you plenty. You know, me and Angela could tell you plenty about last night.
I saw fireworks myself.
Don't you get dressed, please. Don't get dressed.
Tony, you sound like you're a little bit on edge. Didn't you get much sleep last night?
Other than blinking, my eyes never closed.
Oh, you lost another night's sleep, you poor thing.
What's with the grin?
Nothing. It's just very flattering that as tired as you were, you couldn't sleep lying next to me.
Unlike some people.
That's true, but I slept more warm and sound lying next to you last night than I have in months. And in a way, that's as special as anything else that could have happened.
Yeah?
Oh, hey, we're moving! Hey, you know, if we go right to the Senate, we'll make it in plenty of time.
Tony, I think you ought to get some sleep. You need it. Desperately.
No. Me, no, I'm fine. 100%. Besides, we'll be landing in 40 minutes.
Tony, we're on a train.
Oh, good. I thought we were cruising a bit low.
You know, a metal detector is so impersonal. Maybe you should pat me down.
How are you feeling, Tony?
Like $1,000,000, Jonathan.
But you're so dead tired.
Yeah, well, you know, a shower and a gallon of coffee, I feel like a new man.
Our next speaker on the issue of Medicare cutbacks is Mr. Anthony Maselli.
That's me. Good morning. I'm Tony Maselli.
Good morning. We understand that you represent Silver Citizens. Is that correct?
Good morning. I'm Tony Maselli.
You already said that.
Mr. Maselli, you have a statement to make.
Yes, you bet I do. You bet I do. But first, I'd like to introduce myself. I'm Tony Maselli. And since I'm here to discuss the rights of the elderly, I thought it would be a good idea to bring along this old goat. His name is Chappie. He's a decent man, a caring man. And you know, from this angle, his nose looks like a big funny rock.
God say, get the net ready.
Tony, excuse me. Read your speech.
Oh, my speech? You said my speech was dull. You said, oi, oi, you said, oi. Her oi's are like verbal daggers.
Tony, you're not all right. You're delirious.
Oh, if I was delirious, could I do this, Angel?
Tony, this is the U.S. Senate. You do not tap dance in the U.S. Senate.
Well, maybe that's what's wrong with America, Angela. Too much high-tech weaponry and not enough tap dancing.
Tony, read your speech.
Okay. Yes. You know what? I want to stand for this. My legs need stretching, and Chappie had onion rings again. I'm here to address the proposed Medicare cutbacks to older Americans. Wow. Hey, that's pretty neat. How fast can you do that? Can you do it this fast?
Mr. Maselli.
Whoa. Coolamundo. I'm on camera.
Will you please get on with your statement, sir?
Oh, yes, my statement. Here's my statement. I want you to help old people, so help them. This is Wolf Blitzer on Capitol Hill. Now back to Here Come the Brides, already in progress.
Dad, you are so tired. Let's just get you back to the hotel.
Oh, my bosomita, my little baby, Samantha. This angel was hurt by love. Go ahead, Sam. Go ahead, read your poem to them. Go ahead.
Oh, no, Dad, I don't think so.
Oh, no, come on, Sam. Drill into his head until his brains leak out. Go ahead. And they gave her a C in third grade English.
Tony, think about what you're doing. You're not helping Chappie, and you're not helping your cause.
You're done for the day, Mr. Maselli. I'm calling a lunch break.
Oh, you're calling a lunch break, huh? Well, isn't that just like you politicians?
Pardon me?
Dining on roast duck and caviar and sucking down wine spritzes while America's senior citizens go on being neglected. Shame. Shame on all of us for what we do. Forgotten by family, forgotten by friends, and worst of all, forgotten by the government of their own country. A country that they worked their whole lives for, fought in wars for. Shame. Shame on all of us. Shame.
We are facing a deficit, Mr. Maselli. We have to make cuts.
Oh, you have to make cuts, huh? Well, would you like to see just who your cuts are hurting? They're hurting decent men like Chappie. Hey, Chappie, stand up. Let him get a good look at you.
Why? So they can see my funny rock-like nose?
No matter. I'm fighting for you. I'm fighting for all older Americans. And I say to them, do not go gentle into that good night. Rage, rage against the dying light. Wow. Did I just make that up?
No, it's a poem by Dylan Thomas.
Oh, rats.
Mr. Maselli, I think we've heard quite enough.
No, you haven't. There's one more thing I have to say. Angela and I did not sleep together last night. There, your reputation's safe. It's in the congressional record.
Was that really your natural scent?
That's all, folks.
Oi. I'm Christine Morrison, and I'm from Senator Weber's office, and I hope we can persuade you to work with us.
Tony, I like you, and I think we work great together. And I'm not just talking professionally.
I know you're after him. You're not going to get him. Tony and I are good together, and nobody, especially you, is going to get in the way.